Hello, and welcome to Yes Indeed Pod, a podcast about indie tabletop role-playing games where I usually interview creators about their games and inspirations, but today, instead, I'm talking to you about the future of the podcast. My name is Mark Shepherd.
And my name is Thomas Manuel,
your host today
and your friendly local indie enthusiasts.
Thank you, Thomas. That gets right to the heart of it. A few months back, some of you will have seen that I made the decision to step away from Yes Indeed Pod at the end of 2022. As many of you know, I'm a parent of three young kids. I also have a full-time job and a partner with their own fledgling business. Sadly, I just don't have enough time anymore to commit to the podcast and to give it the attention that my interviewees deserve.
And that's where I stepped in. I emailed Mark to ask if I could take over the podcast, to carry on providing quality interviews with indie creators, podcasters, and other notables about their games and inspirations and about the theory, process, and practice of game design.
Hey, that's my line.
You'll have to get used to it, Marks. From 2023, I'll be the new host and producer of Yes Indeed Pod.
You absolutely will. Folks, Thomas is one of my favorite game journalists working in the space, whose newsletter fills me every week with thoughts, feelings, ideas, and joy. So I know Yes Indeed is in safe hands. But to prove it, Thomas, would you like to take a minute to let us know who you are and what you do in indie tabletop role-playing games?
Thanks, Max. I've been paying the bills working in media in some form or another for a long time, as a journalist, an editor, a playwright, a video maker, and now I'm somehow a game designer. I've done freelance design work for some other people, but I mostly self-publish games on itch. But the other big thing I do in the tabletop scene is that I write the Indie RPG newsletter. It's a weekly newsletter that curates content around indie tabletop games. These are articles, videos, podcasts, news, whatever I enjoy or feel might be interesting to my audience. I started the newsletter because I wanted to talk about games, but I couldn't do it on Twitter because it was just too intimidating. If that sounds relatable, you can join 2,000 other regular readers over at ttrpg.substack.com. I also want to say, Max, that it's such a pleasure and an honor to continue Yes Indeed Pod, something that you've put so much love and care into. I'll do my best to keep this little beacon of support for indie creators going strong into 2023 and beyond.
See, I told you Thomas was cool. I'm so stoked to hand over the reins. There might be some changes here and there, but I guarantee that the show will continue to focus on getting the word out about cool games into the world. We'll still invest in the indie scene, helping to make it a healthy and inclusive place, and we'll still try to bring this off-brand vibe of chill conversation about your cool stuff. There are still some details to work out, mainly around the Patreon, so we'll be contacting our patrons and other affiliates in the next month or so to discuss next steps. All being well, my last month will be December, and Thomas's first will be January. Once again, I can't wait for you to hear it. And now that's out of my head and into yours, let's talk.
Actually, Mark, that's the wrong line. I think you mean, until next time, does indie need you? Yes, indeed.